From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Pentagon has awarded the most sought-after military contract in U.S. history. And the winner is Lockheed Martin. The project is to build the military's next-generation fighter jet, and it's worth at least $200 billion. Lauren Thompson is a defense analyst with the Lexington Institute in Arlington, Virginia. And he joins us now. Welcome, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you.
How many planes, when we say that much money, $200 billion, how many planes does that translate into, and in the end, how many jobs do you think for Lockheed?
Well, Noah, $200 billion is actually the low estimate. That's if we just buy the American aircraft, 2,852 for three services, plus 150 for the British. If we then sell as many as we're expecting overseas, it could be many thousands of more aircraft, maybe a $400 to $500 billion program. So over the course of a quarter of a century, that could be 10, 20, 30,000 more jobs just for the prime contractor.
So in a way, it's going to be the world fighter jet.
That's exactly correct. The fighter jet industry is much smaller than it used to be because there's not as much demand. But within that sector, there aren't that many producers left, and this is going to make Lockheed Martin the leader for a generation.
The Pentagon gives Boeing $600 million and Lockheed Martin $600 million to develop a plane, and they come up and they choose Lockheed's version. It's supersonic, and it takes off on a very short runway and lands vertically, is that right?
It's actually a family of aircraft that shares commonality in terms of parts. There's an Air Force version that uses a conventional runway. That'll be about 62% of all the American planes. And then there's a Marine Corps version that actually can ascend or descend vertically. And there's a Navy version that takes off with all the stresses of a catapult takeoff and arrested landing on an aircraft carrier.
Now, those planes that go up and down, those non-conventional planes, have been dangerous in various versions in the past.
That is the most challenging part of the design, and apparently it's the place where Boeing got into the most amount of trouble with their very innovative design.
Now, just hypothetically here, I know this plane is a few years out. When will it actually be flying?
The plane is supposed to enter the force early in the next decade. We are going to be developing it through the end of this decade, and then production ramps up to over 100 aircraft a year throughout the next decade and well into the following one.
Would it be, though, usable in terrain like Afghanistan? How could it help there?
Well, clearly the most appealing variant of the JSF, the Joint Strike Fighter, would be the vertical takeoff version because it doesn't require a conventional runway. It can go straight up and straight down, which is the biggest reason why the Marine Corps wanted it.
Now, this has been said as called a winner-take-all contest between Boeing and Lockheed Martin. So much money at stake here, and pride, too. What do you think is going to happen to Boeing in terms of its potential for building military aircraft in the future?
Well, I think this contract meant more for Lockheed than it did for Boeing. Boeing will remain the biggest aircraft producer in the world. Even in military aircraft, it'll make the next generation tanker or cargo aircraft, for example. In the case of Lockheed, if they'd lost that contract, it's not so clear where they would have been 20 years from now.
And the new jobs for Lockheed will be where?
They will be principally in Texas, but also in many other locations, at the Northrop Grumman plants that make the radar, at the British Aerospace plants overseas. It's going to be a lot of jobs for a long time.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Lauren Thompson is a defense analyst with the Lexington Institute in Arlington, Virginia.